With the help of Hashem, we learn today's Perek, the second chapter of Hilchos Tefillah and Birchos Kohanim in Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Tezvav says that Kol Yemei Sagshamim, during the rainy season, during the winter season, we mention in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Moirid HaGeshem. In the summer season, Yemei Sagchama, we mention there, Moirid Atal. Continues Rambam, Me'emosai Oimer Moirid HaGeshem, from when do we start mentioning God's koyach in causing the rain? Paskins the Rambam, Mitfilas Hamusafin Shal Yoim Tov Ho'achrin Shal Chag, from the Musaf of the last day of Sukkos, meaning from Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. And really, the origin of this halach in Rambam comes from the first Mishnah in Tainis. The Mishnah Masechta Tainis begins Me'emosai Maskid and Gevuris Kishamim, and we have a machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds from the first day of Sukkos. Rabbi Yeshua, which is whom the Rambam paskins like, which is actually also what we do, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't even mention God's causing of the rain on the first day of Sukkos. Yes, we mention it Miyoim Tov Ho'achrin Shel Chag, meaning the first day of Shmini Atzeres. Now, just to understand better their machloikas, as the Rebbe explained this Mishnah, when the Rebbe Chof Menachemov Tovshin Lamites was making a siyum on Masechta Tainis for his father, and during the siyum, the Rebbe was connecting the ending of the Masechta with the beginning. So the Rebbe spoke about this opening Mishnah. Now everyone agrees that before we ask for rain, before at a time prior we mention God's greatness and God being the cause of the rain, asking for rain is only something that we do when rain is a blessing. Getting rain out of the season is a curse. We are not asking for rain, not according to any opinion, not on the first day of Sukkot, not on Shmini Atzeres, that we do later. Here we are only mentioning the rain. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say that we mention the rain, we're maskir the Geshamim on the first day of the Chag, when if it were to rain, raining on Sukkot, on the first day of Sukkot, when we have to sit in the Sukkot, is a simin klala. It's a sign of the opposite of a blessing. We're trying to do the mitzvah of Sukkot, and it appears like it's becoming difficult for us, v'chulei, v'chulei, as the Gemara explains. So not even to do something that gives the appearance of a simon klala, even though we're not asking, we're just mentioning, we don't even mention it then. So the Rebbe, in that Fabrengen, explained the following. What is the underlying machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? We have in Chazal mentioned, for example, on Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Ches, that Shmini Atzeres is called a regel bifnei atzma. It's considered an independent yomtiv, separating it intrinsically from, that's what it sounds like, from the first 7 days, which is known as the holiday, the Chag HaSukkos. But when Chazal say that Shmini Atzeres is regel bifnei atzmai, they go on and they give 6 halachis where this manifests in. It's a regel bifnei atzmai le'ingen pizar kishav. That's an abbreviation. We'll just do this bekitzed. The pay stands for pious, a independent lottery. The Zion stands for zman. We make a bracha shechiyanu. Reish stands for regel bifnei atzmai, kuf is the carbon bifnei atzmai, the shin is shira bifnei atzmai, the shir shal yoim, and beis is the bracha bifnei atzmai. Actually, when we make a bracha, we don't call it chag HaSukkos, we call it shmini atzeres chag hazeh. So the Rebbe says that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is really shmini atzeres and Sukkos one nekuda. Elama, regarding and only regarding those 6 that we just mentioned, pizar, kishav, are they different? Or are they really inherent in 2 different Yomim Tovim? And the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, which is what the Rambam paskins like, which is what we paskin like, that says that we only mention the Geshamim, Maskir and Gevuris Geshamim, on the last day of the Chag, that's because Rabbi Yeshua understands that they are inherently different Yomim Tovim. This manifests by the fact that they are different halachically le'ingen pizar kishav. But since that they are inherently separated, Yomim Tovim, that's why, since we don't want to go into a Simen Klala, Taka, do not mention it on the first day of Yom Tov. Don't mention it on Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer, however, explains that Rebbe holds that Be'emes and the Nekuda, they're one Yom Tov. Elamah, there are six exceptions. But since they are one Yom Tov, and we will be mentioning it on Yom Tov, we're not asking, we're only mentioning it. So if you mention it, if the Yom Tov has one Nekuda, then you already mention it from the beginning.